Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everyone. Good morning, and welcome back for hint number 16 from J.C. Ryle's book, The Duties of Parents. Now, today's hint is this. It's very encouraging to you parents. Listen closely. Train them, remembering continually the promises of Scripture, the promises that are held within the volume of the book, the Bible. Now, J.C. Ryle on page 30, he begins by saying that this is another short lesson. I name this shortly. But it is in order to guard you against discouragement. How many of you, as you're raising your children, it becomes a discouraging job? And you look at your work and you wonder, is it having any effect on those children? Well, in the first large paragraph there, he says, don't forget. You have a plain promise on your side. And he takes us back to that Bible verse that we started the book with. Train up your child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he shall not depart from it. Proverbs 22:6. Think, says J.C. Ryle, what it is to have a promise like this. And then he reminds us that the men of old, all they really had were promises to stand on. Promises were the only lamp of hope which cheered the hearts of the patriarchs before the Bible was even written. Think of it. Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph, they all lived on a few promises, and it prospered in their souls. Now, promises, are the cordials which in every age have supported and strengthen the believer. You can stand on those promises. They will support you in your time of need, and they will strengthen everyone who believes. And then he ends that first paragraph talking directly to you. He says, fathers and mothers, when your hearts are failing, when you're ready to halt, when you feel like stopping, the work is so hard, look at the word of this text and take comfort in it. Now, he tells us why we can take comfort in that one verse. Number two, at the bottom of page 30, think who it is. Promises. Think of it. It is not the word of a man who may lie or repent. It is the word of the King of Kings. I love this. Who never changes. Our God never changes. Hath he said a thing, and shall he not do it? Hath he spoken, and shall he not make good? Neither is anything too hard for him to perform. All of those lines of comfort come straight out of the Bible. Are impossible with men? Remember, they are possible with God. Reader, if we get not the benefit of the promise that we are dwelling upon, the fault is not in him, but ourselves. We can never blame God that he has not come through on his end of the promise, can we? If there is someone to blame, it will always be ourselves. And then he takes us up to the top of page 31. And look what he says there. Think, too, what that promise contains before you refuse to take from it. It speaks of a certain time when good training shall bear fruit, and notice when it is, when a child is old. Now remember this, there is comfort in this. And why? Because you may not see with your own eyes the result of your careful training. But you know not what blessed fruits may spring from it long after you are dead and gone, right? You may never see the benefit of your hard work with that child. You may be dead and gone before your child comes into his own in the Lord. And it is not God's way to give everything at once. And then J.C. Ryle gives us some afterward information here. Afterward, he says, is the time when he often chooses to work. God may choose the things in nature and in the things of grace afterward. Afterward is the season when affliction bears the peaceable fruit of righteousness. When you go through those hard times, you may be thinking during your time of affliction, oh, when will I see the fruit of all of my hard work? It may not be until after the season of affliction. And then the fruit of righteousness will spring forth. Or, he says, afterward was the time when the sun. From Matthew 21, a great little story about a son who refused to work in his father's vineyard, but he repented and he went. Afterward, read that story if you're not familiar with it. And afterward is the time to which parents must look forward if they see not success at once. You must sow in hope and plant that hope that one day in the future, all of the fruit of what you have worked hard on with that child will spring forth in great fruit. And then our last paragraph begins with a little verse from Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 1. And you've probably heard this many times. See, Ryle brings it forth here in his teaching with parents and grandparents. He says, cast thy bread upon the waters, saith the Spirit, for thou shalt find it after many days. Now, what does that mean? Let's take a minute with this one. What it means is you do your good works for the Lord. You keep on keeping on with those little children doing your duty. Do your good work. And come one day, blessings, whether you see it in your lifetime or not. Many children, says J.C. Ryle, I doubt not, shall rise up, listen to this, in the day of judgment. It may not be really put forth until the day that they stand before the Lord in judgment and bless their parents for that good training that you worked so hard on, who never gave any signs of having profited by it during their parents' lives. Think of that. Oh, doesn't that just bless your soul that maybe your eyes never saw it? The Lord Jesus will speak it on the day of judgment. You go forward then, says J.C. Ryle, in faith. Keep the faith, and the Lord will bless your work. Be sure that your labor shall not altogether be thrown away. And then he ends this little lesson with a reminder of what Elijah did. Elijah the prophet, who went forth when he saw the widow's child who was laying dead upon a cot. And what did Elijah do? Look at the second to the last line in this section on page 31. Three times did Elijah stretch himself upon the widow's child before it finally revived. Three times. What if Elijah had given up after time one? Oh, no, he did not. He persevered. What if he had given up after time two? Oh, no, he did not. He laid himself down, stretched himself over child who seemed gone home to be with the Lord forever. And that child on the third time revived, came back to life. Oh, think of that. Take example from him and persevere. Do not give up on your children. Though you look and it seems that your dutiful training is having no effect, you keep that training going. For the Lord will see it, and the Lord will bless it. And you keep up your prayers to the Lord for strength and wisdom and know-how, because that's what the Lord can provide for you. Oh, Heavenly Father, what an encouragement today's lesson was, and how we thank you for it, Lord. We have really benefited from this great work that J.C. Ryle did, just in order to encourage us to the dutiful training of our children. Oh, Lord, we ask you to bless the work upon the hearts of all parents and grandparents who are listening in Jesus' name. Amen. And remember, we're very, very close to September 17th. Sunday school will be starting. You do your duty and get those little ones to the house of God for training in the ways of the Lord. And here's the number. I'm going to give it every single day. And I am praying that someone will pick up that phone and call Pastor Torres at 518-775-0366. Get in there. The early bird will catch the worm. And we bless you. We're just praying that you'll do it. In Jesus' name, amen.